When some things go wrong in our life, we may have a plan, but still we become restless. You see, so anxiety in the face of uncertainty is natural. When something is uncertain, to feel anxious is natural. The problem is not fear. The problem is the fear of what comes after fear. What does that mean? That means that, okay, if there is a problem, and okay, I have to think, how am I going to deal with it? See, then I'm preparing for it. But if my mind goes in overdrive and says, oh, this has gone wrong, and that will go wrong, and that will go wrong, and that will go wrong, people get panic attacks. I'm going on a vehicle, and I see a vehicle having an accident. I think, what if my car gets an accident, and then what will happen? My hand will break, or my face will get wounded, or, and I go into a paranoia over there. So, to some extent, when there is uncertainty, anxiety is natural. It's just like if I'm sitting on this chair, and if this chair leg breaks, then I'll tilt on this side. I may even fall. But just because I have fallen doesn't mean I have to fall down completely. I can rise up. So like that, sometimes our mental balance tilts. So when things go wrong in life, a certain amount of anxiety is natural. But if we are spiritually oriented, if we are grounded in our intelligence, then from that anxiety we'll be able to draw back. They say, be concerned, not disturbed. Be concerned, not disturbed. That means, if we have a sense of that my core self is spiritual, then we understand that I am above the problems of this world. Suppose there is a fire that is broken out, and I am in the middle of the fire, I'll be scared. But if there's a helicopter above, and that helicopter lifts me above, then I am above that fire. Now, I still will be concerned. Are any of my friends there? Do I have to, is there anything I can do about help for helping them? But at that time, I am not disturbed because I am out of the danger. So, when I am on the ground in the middle of the fire, I will be disturbed. But when I am above, I am concerned but not disturbed. So, what spiritual wisdom does is, it draws us out of the rush of situations, out of the mess of situations. So, when we are caught in things, we get consumed by them, consumed by worry, consumed by fear. But when we cultivate spiritual consciousness, when we meditate on spiritual sound, when we learn spiritual wisdom, then that raises our consciousness above. Okay, these things are happening, but I am different from these things. Let me observe, let me see what can be done. So then we need to be concerned. And when there is disturbance, initial disturbance is natural. But rather than letting our thoughts get carried away, if we turn our thoughts towards spiritual wisdom, then we will get calm. We will rise above the situation and we will be able to deal with it more maturely. Does it answer your question? Thank you. Yeah, thank you.